Luke 7:15, dead sat up. I want to talk to you about raising things from the dead. In the book of Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, we see Jesus raising the son of the widow of Nain. Let's check out these verses together. The Bible says, "Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her." Verse 13, "When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, 'Do not weep.' Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.' So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people.' And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region." Did you know that we as believers in Jesus Christ have been given resurrection power? In fact, the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave, dwells within us. We as followers of Jesus are to bring life wherever we go. In fact, if you look at verse 22 here in chapter 7, we see all sorts of miracles that Jesus did. Verse 22 says, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.'" In John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus tells us that we are to do even greater works than Jesus did. Well, here's a list of mighty miracles that Jesus performed, and we are to do greater miracles than Jesus did. That includes raising the dead. I would also be so bold to say that that would include raising bugs, perhaps, pets, animals, plants, and anything else that the Lord has placed on your heart to raise. Why do I say that? Because again, in verse 22, the Bible says, "The dead are raised." Jesus didn't say dead people. He simply said, "The dead are raised." Now, in my interpretation, that would include anything that has died. I don't see the crime at all in bringing life to God's creatures. Plants, insects, animals, or people, it's all God's creation, and we are called to bring life to a dying world. Jesus said in John 10:10, "I have come to bring life, and that which is more abundantly." So let's look at some more scriptural accounts of people being raised from the dead. In Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56, we see a young girl restored to life, and another woman healed. In verses 54 through 56, the Bible says, "But he," that's Jesus, "put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, 'Little girl, arise.' Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened." In John chapter 11, perhaps the best known resurrection that Jesus performed was that of Lazarus. You know the story, and if not, read John chapter 11. Let's look at a few verses together, though. In verse 39, Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Verse 43, "Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he who had died came out bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" Pretty awesome stuff, and we are called to do the same things. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, we thank you for giving life and for you calling us to bring life as well. We pray for greater anointings so that we can lay hands on the dead and raise them to life in your name. May you be glorified, Jesus. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.